Led Zeppelin with a Black Dog. Before that, Journey and Open Arms to start off this Monday morning. I forgot to press the button, so let's just, if I can find the other button.
I believe in you. Come on. Here we go. Buttons.
It's not even, it's not in the right one.
I'm willing this so hard for you, Brad. There we go.
There we go. I'm just going to buzz myself there.
It's the mix on Monday morning.
It's a Monday.
And it seems to be acting like a Monday.
For the most part, yes. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Brandon. Good morning, Caleb. And we have guests. We do. Boomer Bill. I was going to call you Boomer. Buffalo Bill, but I was looking not for Buffalo like the cowboy Bill. Hat. No, not Boomer. Buffalo Bill. Boomer Bill. And we have Cheryl Jones with us this morning.
Hey.
So good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, really.
Well, let me point out that everybody else in the room except Miss Cheryl is dressed for radio. She is dressed for Broadway.
She is.
She looks spiffy.
She does. I guess she didn't get reminded that this was really radio and we don't have that the TV studios one floor down.
Yes.
You definitely dressed like you were going to come on TV.
Well, actually, I just figure it's hot outside, so I'm going to be as cool as I can be.
Whoa. Okay.
Actually, I think she dresses that way all the time.
I think she looks good
all the time.
I suspect you're right. So let's start out with, now that we've given you a hard time, Cheryl, let's start out with kind of introduce yourself and tell us why you're here.
Thank you ever so. I'm Cheryl Jones, singer, keyboardist with the musical group Jones and Company. We are performing tonight,
really?
At Carillon Beach in concert from 7 till 9 p.m.
Okay, great. And if I wanted to go there, how would I go about doing that?
I believe we head west on Highway 98 from our
location. Oh, I didn't mean where it was. I think everybody knows where Carillon Beach is.
Okay.
It's right before the bridge there. Do we need tickets? Is it open? Is there a place to get tickets? All of that sort of stuff.
It is open to the public, and it's a free event. All ages
almost
are welcome.
Almost all of us at this table could afford that, I think.
Nearly about. It depends.
It just depends. Yes, exactly. But the price is certainly right. Yes, Carillon Beach is at the west end of the beach right before you go over the bridge to parts unknown over there. And absolutely gorgeous place is Carillon Beach.
I love it, love it, love it.
Mm-hmm. It really is very nice. So it's a free concert. What are we going to hear in this concert?
Lots of original music from Jones and Company's CD, Raise the Roof, and a lot of crowd favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Again, music for all ages, different instrumentation. In fact, I bought some things here. I wasn't sure what we'd do in the studio today, but fun stuff.
Oh, good. Well, absolutely, absolutely excellent. Well, we'll chat with you in a minute, and again in a minute, and we have Boomer Bill down there. I keep wanting to call him Buffalo Bill. We have Boomer Bill. I think we've moved you around again, haven't we?
We've moved me around.
Yes,
we've
that always happens. Yeah.
Now, coming this Friday the 17th, the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge is going to be from 6 to 8 on Friday night.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. It's just a celebration of Boomer rock and roll going back to the 50s and 60s and beyond. And what we try to do is to not only play the songs, but to give the story behind the song, about the artist or about the times. And every once in a while, we'll talk about a TV show, such as Leave It to Beaver or Roy Rogers or some great show that was a part of the Boomer Generation cultural experience. So this Friday, we're going to have a special program. It's going to be all Beatles.
It's going to
be all Beatles.
Let me get this straight. The Beatles, that was the band that Paul McCartney was in before Wings?
Before Wings,
okay.
Yes. That was his practice band before Wings. That's where he got warmed up.
Okay.
And that's where John Lennon was his practice band for the Plastic Uno band before he joined that band and really became famous.
Mm-hmm. Well, excellent. And that was where George practiced before he went off and was George.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, it's a good practice band. I'm glad you're working on some of the lesser known groups. And what do we got coming up there? You're flying the Starship today.
Well, after the break, we've got some James Arthur, some more artists, including some John Mayer, some Hall & Oates, and more. You're listening to The Mix on WKGC. Some main ingredient there and everybody plays the fool. I think at least on a Monday.
Yeah, but I ain't playing. This is just real life.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Tori. You made it.
I did make it. We have some meetings across the other side of campus that I'm ducking out of because I didn't. I had invited Cheryl this morning, and I couldn't leave her all alone here with this motley crew.
Yeah.
I mean, especially worried about Boomer Bill, you know, being unattended.
As you should be.
But we've got Cheryl Jones in the studio, front woman from Jones & Company, along with one of our hosts, Boomer Bill. And so Cheryl has come up with a last minute gig here.
Yes.
And have you told them about that yet? Because I missed the first few minutes.
Yeah, shameless plugs all over the place here.
Okay. So Carol on Beach tonight, is this the last one of the series or do they have one more for Labor Day, I think?
Perhaps.
Okay. And you're playing, what time do you start tonight?
We start up at 7 o'clock tonight, which I found out today, 7 o'clock comes twice a day.
Yes, it does.
So this is awesome. It's 7 p.m. for our time.
Okay.
Start.
And what other musicians? You're here just yourself this morning, not the whole band. Who else is in the band and what do they play?
We have bassist Denny Jones will be there, drummer Brent Purcell, trombonist Ellis Jones.
All right. So how long will that show go on? A couple hours?
A couple of hours. And they requested nonstop music for 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
But we're ready.
You're in shape for it.
Ah, yes.
You can do it. And what's one of your favorites that you liked? What's one of your favorites that you like to play?
Where shall I begin?
You just love music. You just love jazz.
I do know that we've got Stinkopation queued up. Mm-hmm. It's got some jazzy elements with syncopation. Mm-hmm. We just stunk it up a little bit, make it a little bit more funky.
Right.
And then it allows folks to be able to dance to it, you know, once we get the artsy stuff out of the way.
Okay.
So I love that number.
All right, do a little groove into this one.
All right, here we go with some Stinkopation. some stinkopation there going on.
Yes. I listened to that.
Yes,
just
that's
for this
Jones
title.
And Company. Yeah. It's a little bit of jazz in the mix this morning. That's because this evening at Carillon Beach, they're, what is the series called again?
Groovin' on the Green.
Groovin' on the Green will feature Cheryl Jones, Jones and Company, yes. Her band. And it's a four-piece act tonight.
Yes.
And they'll have you dancing, from what I hear.
Absolutely.
You can get up and dance. You just bring your lawn chairs and blankets. It's one
yes.
of those outdoor concerts. And a lot of those series have ended for the summer. So if you haven't gotten out with your friends and neighbors yet, this one goes on for a few more weeks. And tonight, it's Jones and Company.
We're excited.
Tell
We're
us a little excited. More about the music you play. It is, is it jazz? Is it funk? Is it blues? What do you play?
It's a little like how I'm dressed now.
She's definitely dressed funky. She's got some beads. She's got some fringe. She's got
yes.
some tassels, a vest, a cool purple hat.
Yes.
So she's incorporating a lot of different styles in
yes.
this outfit, let me tell you.
Absolutely. With an overall artistic vibe.
Uh-huh.
We view this as an artistic event. Actually, whenever Jones and Company performs.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, I know. The show is fantastic. You guys headlined the Jazz by the Bay Festival last year.
Yes.
And that was just awesome. So much
Thank
energy
much.
In the room. And you're a great act. I
How
mean,
sweet are you?
I love it.
And we've been invited to be there again.
Great.
In October, I believe, October 13th.
Okay, fantastic. Great. So we'll look forward to that. And WKGC
yes.
came out and broadcast last year. So I imagine we will go out and do another live broadcast. Yep. Caleb's looking with big eyes. He loves live broadcasts.
And jazz.
And jazz.
And jazz.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're a jazz fan, too. Fantastic. Well, tonight, 7 o'clock at Carillon Beach.
Yes.
Just bring your lawn chairs and blankets. They have refreshments, or you can bring a cooler, too,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay,
you're
good.
Able to bring a cooler. It's a good time for all.
Fantastic. What's the weather looking like for tonight's concert?
I don't know personally, but we can bring it to Ross Whitley with News 13
Perfect.
And see what the news is doing here on 90.7 FM and HD. GC 90.7 FM and HD, blinded by the light there. I don't think I'm blinded yet.
Well, it is Monday, so it's kind of hard to see. I haven't gotten quite enough coffee. I don't know if it's blinding me, but it's, you know.
It was
still I'm still getting there,
yeah.
you know. I'm still getting
Everything's
there.
Coming into focus.
We're joined in the studio by Cheryl Jones from Jones & Company.
Hey.
And you've got your show tonight.
At Carillon Beach. We're excited about that.
And that's 7 o'clock, right?
It is, and we're looking forward to seeing everyone of all ages.
Great. And you're working hard. Where do you play the other nights in the week?
Thank you for asking. Every Wednesday night, Jones and Company performs at Roots Chris in Destin.
Ah.
From 6 until 9 in the courtyard. It's locals night, so they have a lot of appetizer specials, drink specials from 5 until 9 o'clock. Every Friday night, we're at Bric-a-Brac in Destin from 7 until 10 p.m. It's an eclectic place, a little bit of everything, and it's fun. The food is just outstanding. Every Sunday.
All right.
We're at AJ's Destin from 4 until 8 o'clock. I love that event because that's, well, I consider it my dream band where we have all seven members there.
Oh.
Ike Bartley on saxophone, Paul Skirto on trumpet, Ellis Jones on trombone, Wayne Burkholder on guitar, Denny Jones on bass, Brent Purcell on drums, and I'm Cheryl Jones introducing Chablis Chevrolet. She featured on cut number 5, the Razor Roof CD. Mm-hmm. And sometimes she'll show up when she feels like it.
Is Chablis the one keeping all those men in line?
Absolutely.
All right.
We all adore her. Absolutely.
What a great band. Well, take an opportunity to come see Jones and Company at one of their many places here in Panama City Beach tonight at Carillon Beach, over at your regular gigs in Destin.
Yes.
You'll be back to the Jazz by the Bay Festival in October.
Yes.
So no excuses not to catch Jones and Company.
One more thing. Where can I find this information out there if I happen to slip my mind tonight?
Yes. We have three Facebook pages.
Three of them.
Three.
Jones and Company Band, Jones and Company Group, Cheryl Jones.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
The schedule is posted there. It lists where we are every week,
mm-hmm.
every
Great.
Night.
Perfect. How many Facebook pages do you have, Boomer Bill?
Zero.
But you do have a Gmail.
I do have a Gmail. I want to fly under the radar as much as possible, but the show has a Gmail address. It's mm-hmm. Boomer Bill with the number 90.7. Get it?
Okay.
90.7 at gmail.com.
All right.
So if you have something you want to hear.
Can we request, a song?
Well, and the history of the song.
All
if
right.
you want to do, particularly the baby boomer generation. And since we are going to have a Beatles show on Friday, you have enough time to email me, boomerbill90.7@gmail.com, and say, okay, what about Paul who did this, or Ringo, or whatever, or a particular song? What's the background information on that? And I'll try to, if I don't know it already, I'll try to find out something for you.
Interesting. We're going to learn some things. And you've got a new showtime?
New showtime, 6 to 8.
Okay.
6 to 8. So I have to get up early to make my 6 p.m. show.
Because you've been napping all afternoon?
I'm old. I take a lot of naps. I'm old. But it's boomer music. This time it's emphasizing the Beatles, such a phenomenal group. There's a lot of things people don't know about the Beatles. One is we think of them, if you are my age and you remember 1963, 64 and beyond, you think that the Beatles popped up from nowhere. No, they were a working band for about 5 years before they made it in the United States. They were really proud of having a number one record in the United States, but it took them 5 years to get there.
Yeah, that's patience.
That's patience.
And they played bars and.
Oh yeah, they had a permanent gig almost in Germany, Hamburg, Germany, and it was really beneficial for the group because they would play 5 to 7 hour sets.
Mm.
Okay, and what that really did is make the group very tight.
Yeah.
So if you practice that much or play that much, you really get better and better and better with each set. And they were phenomenal at recording songs with just one or few two takes. So that really added to the tightness of the group.
Yeah, I bet. Practice makes perfect.
Practice
That's
makes
for
perfect.
For sure.
Yes.
We actually have a Beatles song queued up here if you want to share a little bit. Tease us a little bit with.
Well, it's actually my favorite song of the Beatles because it was my first song from the Beatles. I can actually remember where I was the first time I heard it. I was also a disc jockey at that time, playing Beatles music, so I just fell in love with the group. Interestingly, the vision of the Beatles in 1964 and then now that we have a perspective of them is quite different. I mean, they were human beings and they had their flaws. But I think it's the flaws that make them quite interesting. The song we've got coming up, I believe, is I Want to Hold Your Hand, correct?
That's correct.
Say yes. All right. I Want to Hold Your Hand was actually written by Paul and George in 1958. It was written in the basement of Jane Astor's family house. Jane Astor was a longtime girlfriend of Paul McCartney, and it just happened to be the sister of Peter Astor, Peter and Gordon. And in fact, Paul wrote a song for Peter and Gordon called World Without Love. So he was very influential with his writing above and beyond the Beatles. But right now, let's not keep people waiting. Here it is, the Beatles. And I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh, understand when I say that something.
Beatles and I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Me too, Brandon. Me too. I've always felt that way.
Now, that was one of the songs in April the 4th, 1964. The Beatles did something no group has ever done before or since. It had the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. They had five of the first of the five top songs on April the 4th, 1964.
Yes, that was amazing. And wow. Wasn't that recently broken by, I had that in music headlines not too long ago, remember?
Oh.
That was recently broken by,
somebody.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember.
A hip hop artist.
So memorable, you forget.
Yeah. So memorable, I forgot. Yeah.
Was it Kanye that broke it? I don't think it was Kanye.
Was that on the pop chart or?
Yes. Okay. On the Hot 100, Billboard Hot 100. Okay. Yes.
Well, but again, the show starts at 6, goes to 8, and there's a lot of wonderful musical programs on WKGC. It's a great variety of music, but I've got one thing that nobody...
You're always so interesting.
I've got a sidekick.
No way.
I've got a sidekick.
Is he as interesting as you? Or
oh,
she?
Much more interesting than me. That's why I don't let him talk that much. But I have, Brandon is my sidekick on the show. And I'm 50 years older than Brandon.
Right.
So I love to talk about the music. And I think Brandon's finding out some things he didn't know that, you know, most of the boomers enjoyed mm-hmm. in their early years. And like that AM radio back 50 years ago dominated the audio waves. And FM was very unusual then.
Right.
Today, it's the predominant media.
Mm-hmm.
That is one thing I learned that was confusing to me at first. I was like, what? No way.
Yeah.
But a lot of great things that I've learned from Boomerville on the College of Rock and Roll Knowledge. New time at 6.
6. And the first show is a Beatles show. I don't know how I'm going to get all that the Beatles have done into 2 hours, but we'll give it a shot.
We'll try it. Cheryl Jones with Jones and Company. Again, you have a show tonight.
Hey, looking forward to it.
And that's 7 o'clock at Carillon Beach, part of their Groovin' on the Green series.
And we'll be grooving.
And funkin' and jazzin' and all those things. About two hours, and you're going to play a solid 2 hour set.
Yes.
All right.
That's the request.
Well, Cheryl brought some of her musical instruments here, and one thing looks amazing.
What is that?
PVC pipe.
I thought that was just to hit Bill if he got out of line.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that makes a special sound.
They've already labeled Cheryl as the most prepared guest that we have, and she's reaching in her purse for something, and there are things flying out of it, but I'm not sure. She hadn't found it yet.
It's my million-dollar idea once I let it out.
Oh, boy.
And,
the way you played that was ingenious.
That was played on an orange PVC pipe.
Yes.
A washer ring that she was tapping against the pipe and a traditional drumstick.
Yeah.
And your beautiful voice.
You're too sweet.
Of course.
Thank you.
I liked that. That was very creative.
That was amazing.
Now performance art here, too.
Now, the Blue Man Group plays PVC pipe, but not as well as you do.
No, that was much that was much classier. Yeah. I liked it.
What a way to close an hour.
What a way. And that show is at 7 o'clock, Carillon Beach. And
it's
it is
good time.
Free 99, I believe.
Free 99, yes.
We're going to round out the hour with a vinyl play that Tom actually picked this morning. Tom had to step out early. It's from the movie Flashdance. It's actually the first song on the album. It is Flashdance, What a Feeling, on your local public radio station, WKGC.
Nothing but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world made of steel.